Russian President Vladimir Putin is calling for a stronger federal government in response to the spate of terrorist attacks in that country. Putin held a meeting today with an array of cabinet members, military officials, and regional governors. News analyst Daniel Shore says Putin is not the only president to respond to terror by asking for more executive power.
On the surface, President Vladimir Putin's reaction to 9/01, the schoolhouse massacre, resembles President Bush's reaction to 9/11. There is increasing surveillance of citizens. He's creating a centralized homeland security organization. He asserts the right to take preemptive action against hostile groups. The difference is that in Russia, democratic institutions had not had time to establish themselves before the retreat to authoritarian rule began. Putin apparently assumes that Russians will sacrifice some freedom for more safety. And Putin told a group of Western scholars last week that he observes some nostalgia for Soviet days. And so the Kremlin tightens control over the news media, reduces parliament to a rubber stamp, and asserts authority over regional governments. The nervous twitch reaction is in some ways understandable. Russia has its own 1,000 milestone to observe, approximately the number killed in terrorist assaults, starting with the apartment house bombing in 1999, continuing through airplane and metro station bombings, until Beslan Middle School No. 1 this September. Putin's move to tighten control on power creates a dilemma for the Bush administration. Suggestions from Washington that he seek a political solution with the Chechen separatists fall now on very stony soil. Putin told the group of Western academics that his answer to Bush is, "Why don't you meet with Osama bin Laden, invite him to Brussels or the White House and engage in talks, ask him what he wants and give it to him?" That day on the ranch 3 years ago, when President Bush said he looked into Putin's soul and liked what he saw, that's a dim memory. An authoritarian ruler sees his regime trembling on the brink of destabilization and is running scared. Running scared for a KGB alumnus means cracking down on dissent. And what he wants from America is what he says he gave America after 9/11, complete support. This is Daniel Shore.